By the end of 2005, Interstate Corridor residents had a particular new discontent: soaring fuel prices. The Republican National Coalition's unusual outlook must be underscored by an additional energy-related point. Some 30-40% of the Bush electorate, many of whom might otherwise resent their employment conditions, credit card debt, heating bills, or escalating costs of automobile upkeep, from insurance to gas prices, subordinate these economic concerns to a broader religious preoccupation with biblical prophecy and the second coming of Jesus Christ. The explanation is mostly theological and will be pursued accordingly. But there is a strong connection to oil, gas, and energy, a tie that inhibits American policymaking deliberations. In 1983, James Watt, Ronald Reagan's Secretary of the Interior, was forced to resign because of pressure from environmentalists who regarded him as hostile to their cause. Part of the suspicion lay in Watt's conservative religion. He was the first cabinet secretary to belong to the Pentecostal Assemblies of God, and in suppositions that he was preoccupied with waiting for Christ's second coming rather than with environmental stewardship. This was an early instance of a connection that has since become more controversial. An interest in Watt rekindled in 2001 when his protege, Coloradan Gale Norton, was named Secretary of the Interior by George W. Bush. Norton had worked for Watt at the Mountain States Legal Foundation in 1979 to 1981, and again at the Interior Department. Like Watt, she was seen by the environmental movement as a foe. Come 2004, Watt participated in a series of interviews conducted in Denver with former Interior Secretaries. His introduction, by Patricia Limerick of the Center of the American West at the University of Colorado, harked back two decades to his resignation. She noted that this person, Watt, did not say that because the second coming was imminent, we must squander and trash our resources. He said, since the second coming may be upon us, we must behave as good stewards in anticipation of that reckoning. The distinction is important given how critics have misquoted Watt, for which Bill Moyers and several major print media apologized in 2005. In practical terms, however, the new centrality of stewardship, the theology underpinning the religious right, environmental, and energy policy, likewise demands attention. Scholars of religious politics, such as University of Akron Professor John Green, describe those elements ignoring the environment as they wait for the rapture, or second coming, as a fringe movement. By sophisticated standards, that may be. However, like the widely held belief in Armageddon, fringe ideas touching the environment or natural resources may influence 15, 20, or even 30 million adults, and not a few are well-placed office holders. The Book of Genesis theology that true believers bring to bear on matters relative to the environment, global warming, carbon-based fuels, petroleum geology, and the age of the earth has a particular influence on congressmen, senators, cabinet officers, and presidents from states such as Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming, much as left liberal ideology commands its best access to politicians from Massachusetts, New York, and the Pacific Coast. Liberal Democrats, in mishandling the Watt debate, generally went for the easy mockery. Biblical worldview politicians waiting for the second coming, yuck yuck, while ignoring the existence of a powerful Republican, conservative, and theological infrastructure related to energy and environmental subject matter. Watt, in short, is only the tip of a politico-religious iceberg that is far larger now than it was when he left office in 1983. We will return more broadly to the new theology underpinning much of the Republican Party and its coalition in Part 2. What deserves attention in these chapters is the significance for U.S. energy and resource policies of the biblical worldview held by key conservative power brokers in Washington. In Congress, the two most notable are Texan Tom DeLay and Oklahoman James Inhofe, chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Both men call the Federal Environmental Protection Agency a Gestapo and have favored its abolition. In the Oval Office itself, Texan George W. Bush doubts evolution and global warming and believes in the Bible. The question is only one of degree. evangelical religion is clearly beginning to inhibit science and geology. In recent years, as evangelicals have gained importance, corporations have begun to take note, hiring more Washington lobbyists with biblical worldviews or Christian right connections. In Texas and Oklahoma, and across the South and some Rocky Mountain states, the connections among the boardrooms, petroleum clubs, and conservative preachers are well established. Colorado is a particularly important example, given the relationship centered in the beer-rich Coors family. For 3 decades, and with considerable national significance, it has been at the junction of the religious right and laissez-faire natural resource, energy, and environmental policy. Brewer Joseph Coors, the founding father, at least in political terms, was closely involved during the 1970s and early 1980s in helping to fund and build 4 organizations that became linchpins of the GOP's business-religious axis: the Washington-based Heritage Foundation, the Mountain States Legal Foundation, the Council for National Policy, co-founded by preacher and author Tim LaHaye, and, more marginally, the Coalition on Revival, bridging the theological gap between the rapture believers and the Christian Reconstructionists who believe a theocratic type of government must be built before Jesus will return. Since the 1980s, the impact of this axis during Republican administrations has been particularly notable within the sections of the federal government that regulate the environment, mining, oil and petrochemicals, ranching, and logging. In short, the principal units charged with resources stewardship: the Environmental Protection Agency and the Departments of the Interior and Energy.